This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister urges non-confrontational approach towards the issue of reparations. Government kicks off tablet in schools pilot and mathematics expo set for Thursday. The news in details after this message.
We want a productive Jamaica. We are not productive Jamaicans. Productivity to move forward on this land. That's the way to go, we should understand. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are tell every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller says a non-confrontational approach needs to be taken among the Caribbean Community CARICOM on the issue of reparations. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the matter, which is important given the history and modern consequences of slavery in Jamaica and the wider Caribbean, should be a process of reconciliation and dialogue free from animosity. The Prime Minister was addressing the 25th intersessional meeting of the Conference of the Heads of Government of CARICOM, which officially opened Monday in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The issue of reparations for genocide and slavery is a key agenda item at the conference. It has also been a topic of intense discussion in the Caribbean, which has led to the formation of individual national commissions throughout the region. In addition, a CARICOM Reparations Commission has been constituted to establish the moral, ethical, and legal case for the payment of reparations by the governments of all the colonial powers and the relevant institutions in those countries to the nations and people of CARICOM. The Ministries of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining and Education have signed 4 contracts which will see 37 institutions across the island being equipped with tablet computers for the upcoming academic year. Portfolio Minister Philip Paulwell says the contracts, which were signed with 4 technology solution companies, are valued at $800 million.
The 4 companies as follows. Innovative Corporate Solutions, 10,500 tablets. Productive Business Solutions, 5,500 tablets. Geotech Vision Enterprise Limited, 5,500 tablets. Digicel Jamaica Limited, 5,500 tablets. These suppliers represent a range of solutions, including devices, accessories, device management solutions, and services such as tracking and content control.
Minister Paulwell was speaking at a signing ceremony to commemorate the official start of the Tablets in School pilot project in Kingston Tuesday. Following a review of the pilot, the Tablets in School program will be fully rolled out, targeting 600,000 students and teachers. The long-awaited National Disability Act for Jamaica is very close to being realized. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer says the bill has already passed the legislative committee stage and will soon be discussed by the Cabinet.
Once this happens, it will be tabled in the House of Representatives without delay. And I say this here this morning, that so soon as this is done, I'm fairly confident that Jamaica will have its first native National Disability Act by the time we come as a nation in 5 months' time to celebrate our 52nd anniversary of independence from Great Britain.
Minister Kelly was addressing the first biennial University of the West Indies UWIMUNA Regional Disability Conference held Tuesday at the Muna Visitors Lodge in St. Andrew. And the Ministry of Education will on Thursday stage a National Mathematics Expo geared towards motivating youngsters to overcome their fear of the subject. The expo, which will be held at the University of the West Indies Muna campus, will have over 40 interactive booths mounted by private and public sector organizations outlining ways mathematics is integral to their core functions. National Mathematics Coordinator Dr. Tamika Benjamin says special emphasis will also be placed on helping teachers boost students' performance.
Teachers and principals will also have an opportunity to see technology available to support the teaching and learning of mathematics, whether through software or manipulatives and other tools that are critical to the teaching and learning process, which will be on display.
Dr. Benjamin was speaking at a JIS think tank session Tuesday. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.